Bibles, turn with me to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4. And if you forget where Zechariah is at, it's just about the end of the Old Testament, just a couple of, maybe the next to the last book, I think, something like that. Zechariah, chapter 4. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 1. Let's pray. Father, again, we dedicate our new building to you afresh as we dedicate ourselves to you afresh this morning. We thank you for supplying our needs and help us, Lord, not to despise the day of small things. In Jesus' name, amen. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. Now the angel who talked with me came back and awakened me as a man who's awakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you say?" And I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top, and on the stand seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps, and two olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on the left. And so I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel who talked with me answered and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." And so he answered and he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Now, just to remind you of the setting of Zechariah chapter 4, Zerubbabel was the priest at the time, and they were in the process of rebuilding the temple that was once Solomon's temple that was destroyed 70 years earlier by Nebuchadnezzar. They just came out of Babylonian captivity. They've gotten back to the land. There was just a mountain of rubble from where Nebuchadnezzar's army had totally razed or leveled Jerusalem, not one stone upon the other. And so this word of the Lord came and says, you know, the task ahead of you may be big, but it is not by might or by power, but it's by my spirit. And then he goes on to say, "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain." He's talking about the mountain of rubble that is there. When I think of the mountain of rubble from the destruction of Jerusalem, I think of the mountain of soot-covered items still at the church. It's kind of the same thing. There was a devastation. There was a lot to be done. And it's not going to be done by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts, grace, grace over to it. Moreover, verse 8, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple, and his hand shall also finish it. And then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth." Amen. The word of God. Here we go. So, the people looked at the task at hand. Jerusalem was laid waste. There was a mountain of rubble. And Zerubbabel had a plumb line in his hand. And it says the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. It said, "Who has despised the day of small things?" And it says, "These seven rejoiced to see." Now, what seven is he talking about? You remember at the beginning of the chapter, we saw these golden bowl with these seven lampstands, right? And these represent the eyes of the Lord that run to and fro throughout the whole earth. So it is the eyes of the Lord. It is the seven spirits of God. It is the totality of God that is rejoicing to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Because these people had an enormous task. they were there and they looked at what all had to be done, and they may have thought this is going to take forever. But God is rejoicing when he sees that the foundation is being laid. And he says that they should not despise the day of small things. Now here we are. A week ago we would have not even dreamed that we would be over here in this building across College Avenue. We wouldn't have dreamed anything like this. And we may at times feel like ancient Israel. We may see the rubble of the soot-covered stuff that needs to be cleaned. But God is rejoicing. And he's reminding us not to despise the day of small things. You know, everything that God does usually starts with small things. Amen? I'm reminded of the day that Jesus had an enormous task. He had 5,000 people follow him in the wilderness just because they wanted to hear the eloquent words of God come from his lips. And they had been there all day. They were hot, they were tired, and they were hungry. And Jesus said to his disciples, they said, "We've got to feed these people. We need to send them away so they can get something to eat. They're about to faint." And Jesus said, "You feed them." And they said, "Us? We couldn't feed these people. We need a whole lot more groceries than we got." And then I think it was James that said, "Well, you know, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" They're small things. And our text says, don't despise the day of small things. God does not get weirded out by small things. In fact, Jesus doesn't even reply in the text in John chapter 6. When James says, "But what are they among so many?" He just looks past the crowd. You can almost see that there is a cloak of anointing resting on Jesus when he says, "Tell everyone to sit down." You see, that's that God of small things. The anointing of the Holy Spirit resting on small things changes everyone's destiny. And Jesus said, "Tell everyone to sit down," because he knows the Father God in heaven is a specialist with small things. And you know the story. He took the bread and the fish, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and they fed 5,000 people that day. And the text says, do not despise the day of small things. When small things meet Jesus, they become big things. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a shouting time there for somebody anyway. I'm glad that small things, when they meet Jesus, become good things, because we're a small church. I don't know that there's probably not too many churches that could get much smaller than what we are this morning. That's a pretty small thing. And we might look at it and we might despise it and say, maybe I should just look for a bigger church where something's happening. But our text says not to despise the day of small things. Because when small things meet Jesus, they begin to multiply. Amen? And we need Jesus to do some multiplication. I'm glad that though the Bible talks about them adding to the church daily, Jesus is a specialist at multiplication. We're reminded in 1 Corinthians, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God chose the weak things of the world to confound those things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, the things which are despised, has God chosen. So we see that God has chosen despised things. And the things which are not, to bring to naught the things which are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. When Jesus does it, he's the one that gets the praise. Amen. When people say, "Well, they were a small church. What happened? How did they do this?" And we would say, "We didn't do anything. King Jesus did it." Amen. And I believe Jesus has the power. If we can operate under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and walk in love, as Lloyd said, there's no limit to what King Jesus can do. And so we must not despise the day of small things. I'm reminded in Matthew 17 where Jesus rebuked the devils and they departed out of this person and he was cured that very hour. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why could we not do this?" And Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief." For he said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea." And so we're reminded that faith, the very title of our church, Faith Fellowship, faith is not a big thing. It's a little thing. It's the size of a mustard seed to move a mountain. And so we do not despise the day of small things. I don't know about you, but I believe that this is a day of destiny. I believe this is a beginning where God is going to start doing some things. And all we need is mustard seed faith to see this mountain move. And I'm not here to despise the day of small things. I'm here to say, King Jesus, here we are. Small as we may be, we've got faith. We've got faith the size of a mustard seed, and we believe that mountains are about to move. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. When God was speaking with Abraham in Genesis 17, he told him that he was going to change his name. You will no longer be called Abram, but you will be called Abraham, for a father of many nations I've made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations out of you, and kings shall come of you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and the seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed forever. And I'll give to thee and to thy seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be your God. Now, when we see a promise to us in the Word of God, promise of healing or prosperity or supplying our needs, sometimes we stand on it and sometimes we say, "Well, Lord, how come this isn't happening?" But I've learned that God doesn't operate like we do. He doesn't operate on a microwave time. He sometimes doesn't even operate on an oven time. He usually operates on a calendar time. And when we see the promise made to Abraham so long ago, and we see today the nation of Israel in its land and all of what God did and all the other nations that came out of him, many of the Islam nations came out of Abraham too, and it all began with one man and his seed. And so we don't despise the day of small things because we know that in God's time, he can make small things big things. Amen. What are some of the other small things that God has used over the years? Well, he asked Moses, "Moses, I'm going to have you go to Pharaoh. Say, let my people go." "Well, he's not going to believe me." "Well, what do you got in your hand?" "I got a stick." I got a stick." "You got a what?" "I got a stick. I got a shepherd's rod. I got a stick. It's just a stick. I use it to whack the sheep with, and I use it to lean on sometimes." "That's good enough. But Lord, it's a stick. It's just a stick." What does the text say? "Despise not the day of small things." Don't despise your stick, Moses, because when God's in it, it becomes the rod of God. And he went into the temple of Pharaoh, and he threw that stick down, and you know the story. God made it become a snake, and then the wizards, Janice and Jambres, they made snakes, but Moses' snake ate their snakes. I'm glad God's stick is bigger than the devil, aren't you? And I'm not going to despise the day of small things. It may be a stick to you and I, but to God, it's the power of God. And that rod went with Moses throughout the desert, and it finally ended up at that Red Sea, and when he touched it to the waters, old great Red Sea stood at attention as King the King of Kings stood there holding that water back for the children of Israel to pass through. And it was just a stick. It was a despised stick. But I'm not going to despise it, because if God's in it, it's the power of God. Amen. I don't know the name of the donkey. I don't know what happened to the donkey. I don't know whose donkey it was, but it died. And its flesh rotted, and it laid there as the sun bleached its bones. And so there laying is the skull of a donkey. Who would want that? What good is donkey bones to you or me? Say, hey, take some of those donkey bones home with you. I don't want those things. I despise those things. Wait a minute, what does our text say? Despise not the day of small things. One day there was this Arnold Schwarzenegger-looking guy named Samson. And these Philistines were coming. They outnumbered him 1,000 to 1. He didn't have a bazooka like Arnold Schwarzenegger does in these movies. He didn't have machine guns. He didn't have bombs. He looked around, and there was this despised donkey's jawbone that had been sitting there bleached by the sun. And yet in the hands of Samson, by the power of the anointing of God, it became a weapon. And you know the story. Samson said, heaps upon heaps, with a donkey's jawbone I have killed 1,000 men. Let me see you do that, Arnold. You couldn't do that without a gun, Arnold. But Samson did it not because Samson was great, but because the God of the donkey jawbone is great. And I'm not going to despise the day of small things. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm feeling the anointing all of a sudden. I'm feeling the anointing because I'm talking about a God that can take something so insignificant as a little boy's lunch or a donkey's jawbone or a stick and do a miracle with it. This is a day of miracles at Faith Fellowship Church, because I will not despise the day of small things. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah to God. And then there's that giant wall that Joshua and his men came up to. And if you and I were writing the script, we would have some kind of strategic battle plan to take out Jericho. But God said, just take a little walk. Take a little walk. Take a walk? Are you crazy? Have you seen the size of that wall? How is a walk going to do anything? And we might despise that statement. We might say, God's lost his marbles. He's off his rockers. How can walking around a giant wall do anything? But aren't you glad the children of Israel knew not to say that? They didn't despise the day of small things. They said, well, if God said do it, we'll just do it. And on the seventh day, after they took a stroll 6 days previously, on the seventh day, God said, shout. Woo! God said, shout. I'm here to tell you, I'm ready to shout, because I know what God can do with small things. Amen. And they walked around old mighty Jericho. And although the song says Joshua fought the battle, or fit the battle, if you read the black gospel version of it, of Jericho, it wasn't Joshua. It was the power of God. God took something as despised as a little walk around a big giant wall. And on that day they shouted, the walls fell down flat. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, the gates in hell are shaking today because 5 people in a little church in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, are not despising the day of small things. And I can see the walls in hell begin to rock as we begin to recognize the power of God to take something small and do something great. Can I get an amen this morning? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now, I realize this is not a real long sermon. I've come to the end of my message. And maybe that'll just give us some time to begin to praise God, because he's the author of small things doing great things. The text is in 1 Kings 18. And you know the story. Elijah had prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it hadn't rained for over 3 years. And now it was time. Time for rain. Rain is indicative of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when Ezra and Nehemiah began to dedicate the rebuilt temple, from our text this morning when they first started, and they said not to despise the day of small things, when they got the temple done and they were rededicating it, the Bible tells there came this horrendous rain like we had yesterday. It's a type of the Holy Spirit as God was dedicating the temple. And I thought of that yesterday. It's like God is dedicating the temple this morning or yesterday as the rain of God of the Holy Spirit washed down like the anointing of down Aaron's beard and down his road over our new location. And so Elijah told Ahab that it's going to rain. I don't think Ahab really believed him. And he went down, kneeled down, and he began to pray. And he told his servant, go out, look out over the ocean, tell me what you see. He came back and said, boss, I don't see nothing. Now, you know, somebody said once, well, faith doesn't pray twice, and I realized they didn't know what they're talking about, because the Bible is replete with people who pray more than once. In fact, Jesus said, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking, right? So Elijah prayed again. Second time, got down on his knees, put his head down to the ground and began to pray. It's time for water. It's time for God to send the rain. Send his servant out. Servant went out, looked out over the water, didn't see anything, come back, said, boss, I still don't see anything. He didn't stop. He didn't quit. He didn't say, well, I guess it didn't work. Well, I guess I don't have enough faith. So he prayed a third time, down on his knees, head down to the ground between his knees, and he prayed. And he sent the servant out a third time. And the servant came back and he said, well, boss, I do see a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. Do you hear what I'm saying, church? It's about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah's reply in 1 Kings 8, 1841, he said, there is a sound of abundant rain. He didn't need to see the sky black with clouds. One little insignificant cloud the size of a man's hand was enough. We are not despising the day of small things. The man of God knew this is the way God works. He said, get down and get up to higher ground. It's about to come a pour. And Ahab knew when he said that, he better get going. Ahab got in his chariot and headed across Jezreel. And the Spirit of God was on Elijah so much, he outran him to the higher ground. How about that? And so here we are today. We're not here to despise the day of small things. We're here to get happy. I said we're here to get happy. The God that is the God of the stick and the God of the donkey's jawbone and the God of the walk and the God of the hand, a cloud the size of a man's hand, that's our God. I said, that's our God. I said, that's our God. And I've got good news. He's still doing it today. We are not despising the day of small things. And what God is beginning here, we will look back someday. Glory to God. We will look back someday and say, others may have quit. Others may have thrown in the towel. Others may have said, well, probably not God's will. We keep going. But we're not despising the days of small things because we know what God can do with small things. Amen. Come on up, Miss Nola. Hallelujah. We've got a little time. I want to take some time to just do a little praying before we dismiss this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, go ahead and keep it going, Lloyd, until we end. Just keep the recording going. Okay. Here comes the song beard. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but I just need a little music playing. That's just the whole anointing. It just flows with that. Who was that? That was Elisha in his senior years when said, "Get somebody in here who can play some music so I can have some anointing going." And by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not despise the day of small things. Can I get everybody to say that with me? We will not despise the day of small things. That feels good, doesn't it? Let's say it one more time together. We will not despise the day of small things. Yes, amen. Now, Lord, as we begin to reflect on these thoughts from your word, and as we begin to reflect on the events of this week and the amount of work still ahead of us, I pray that during the week you will keep our faith high and strong, that you will remind us in the course of the week of the stick and the bone and the walk and the cloud, the little teeny cloud. Help us, Lord, to begin to walk in such faith, such mustard seed, small, insignificant as it is faith, that we are filled with joy in everything we do regarding the transition from the old building to the new. And let people see faith in us, faith that matches our name, faith that recognizes that God is a God of supernatural miracles with small, insignificant things. Let our testimony be the stick, the bone, the cloud, the walk. Let our testimony be, oh, wait till you see what God is going to do with the small things that we have given to him. We give it to you today, Lord. We dedicate it to you. Our little church, our 10 chairs. Lord, we know that you will add to the church daily that need to be saved. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you and walk in that confident assurance that we will not despise the day of small things. Help us, Lord, to hold our head high and be very proud of what God is doing at Faith Fellowship Church. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen and amen. What do you got? You got a victory song or anything in there?
Well, this is a victory message. There's two words in this song. That's all there is.
What is it?
Amazing God.
All right.
Amazing God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amazing God.
Oh, yes, he's amazing.
Amazing God. Amazing God. Amazing God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing God. Amazing.
Everybody lift your voices to the amazing God.
Amazing God. Amazing God. Amazing God. Amazing God.
God, amazing God.
Lord, we thank you today that truly you are an amazing God. And we won't despise, Lord, small things. We know, Lord, it's your specialty. Help us again to walk in the full confident assurance that what you began, you will continue to perform in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord.